Oh, sure, the ponds in your neighborhood may look nice to skate on, but don't do it, at least not yet. Rob Hogan from the Saskatoon Fire Department joins me right now. Rob, it's not quite time to take a skate on the pond yet, right?
We have been out doing our annual thin ice training, which is common for us this time of year. When we were doing that, we were only finding a couple inches of ice. We were out earlier this week, at the end of last week and early this week, testing a few of the ponds, and all we found is about 4 inches on these ponds. So it's important that people stay off them until we can ensure that we have at least 8 inches of ice.
So does the fire department get calls from residents who have maybe gone through the ice, or they're trapped and they can't get back to shore? Or do you get many of those?
Yeah, so we do get a number of calls for people there, especially on the river, venturing onto the ice, which can vary quite a bit in its thickness and if there is actually water below it, because quite often the river changes levels and it might drop, you know, 4, 6, 10 inches, and there'd be an air gap between the ice and the water itself, which creates the ice to be unstable. We do get a number of calls in the spring and in the fall. I know we've been involved directly in one person who fell through the ice into the river, and fortunately we were able to rescue him. We do, of course, go out off and on onto the different ponds to, I think, more for medical calls than for actual rescue, because we are pretty, you know, observant with the thin ice on the ponds and make sure that they're safe for people to use.
So what would be considered safe to skate on or walk on a pond, and is it ever safe to walk on the river?
Yeah, so I would say no to being on the river ice. It's important people stay out shore. Quite often their dogs or animals will go out onto the ice or into the river, and it's important that you don't follow them out there. Also, what we're setting is 8 inches, and the reason is because these storm retention ponds, they're a little bit different than just a regular pond. Often there's flowing water within those storm retention ponds, and of course it's quite often runoff coming from the streets before it goes into the sewer. So we're just being extra careful and making sure that you have a good 8 inches.
Rob Hogan from the fire department here in Saskatoon, just making sure that you're safe as you head out on these ponds. Don't go on unless it says on the sign that it's safe. Wouldn't want any unfortunate accidents happening over the Christmas season. Rob, thank you very much for this, and have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you.